Yeah, I just thought it was necessary to document a response. At the time the comments were made, I know that many, many affected homeowners felt that this was a gross misrepresentation of the Defective Concrete Homes campaign. We have handled ourselves with responsibility. This campaign has had to endure for nearly a decade now. And in all its evolution, we have been extremely responsible, even when we have had to move into the areas of peaceful protest. You know, the guard comments in Dublin were what a positive and good-natured set of people we were, and there was nothing but compliments. And I think for Niall Blaney to paint us as a lawless campaign and politically orchestrated by an opposition party, it is just so far from reality, so far from the truth. And what he needs to do is look behind the reasons why people felt driven to more extreme action, why we had to hold a protest on the 28th of November, why we had to insist on addressing the Donegal County Council chamber on that day, and why still in the following days a group of homeowners felt the need to still carry out a peaceful protest to make their voices heard. And this is all because continually we meet resistance, a lack of response. If the powers that be were handling this in a responsible and genuinely productive engagement, this would not be necessary. This is a symptom of people of desperation and people being driven to the edge because they're either in absolutely desperate circumstances or they're seeing family or friends or neighbours go through sheer hell. And that's what Niall Blaney needs to understand, is that the actions that have had to be undertaken by the campaign are in response to the utter lack of genuine and productive engagement from the powers that be. Now, we are hoping that since the recent intense campaign, things have moved forward. There has been a response from national government with regard to some key issues. There has been a response from local government, from Donegal County Council, with regard to engagement with campaign reps. But, you know, we absolutely shouldn't have to get to this point. We just never should have to get to this point, you know, that they are pushing people just too far. And these are ordinary, decent, law-abiding people. They're highly, highly responsible people. And to paint us as some sort of lawless, out-of-control campaign is just absolutely despicable and really, really offensive to the people that he should actually be supporting.
And his comments about the scheme being a good scheme as well and something that people in Donegal want, those aren't reflective of the views of people up here either.
Well, I don't think it's a reality. I mean, the reality is the scheme we're going to get is the scheme we're going to get. I mean, we have engaged with government in good faith. Many, many practical solutions were put forward both by Donegal and Mayo homeowner reps to give greater flexibility, to give greater practicality, to try and make the powers that be that were actually pulling the scheme together to understand all the kind of different kind of variations that homeowners find themselves in and what would genuinely work to make this practical on the ground. And so many of them were just rejected. The amendments were rejected with regard to the legislation, the solutions put forward by homeowner reps. I mean, he just needs to understand that, like, the scheme we're going to get is the scheme we're going to get. And no doubt, people in desperate circumstances, that they're going to try and make the best of it if they can. But we're still very concerned that there are those that will be left behind, because we're very, very concerned, obviously, about the gap with regard to the financials. You know, if they can't bridge that gap in any shape or means, then what do they do? Are they locked out from having been able to repair their home, to rebuild their home? And then there's the up-and-coming science. You know, which is evidencing, you know, this is an international research body, which is evidencing consistently iron sulfides are absolutely key. And if they are, then you cannot ignore things like foundations. I don't understand why there is such resistance to test foundations. We're not saying that you necessarily have to rip out the foundations. What we're saying is know what you're dealing with. If there is a test there, to be able to go and test for foundations and have that surety and that certainty that what you're building on is indeed fit for purpose. Why would you take the chance of not doing that test if you can do it? Why would you just kind of really just, you know, just put the blinkers on and say, no, absolutely, we're not going to do that. You have to build on whatever. It's just crazy stuff. And it's highly, highly irresponsible. It's irresponsible from a point of humanity in terms of people are absolutely fearful of being plunged back into this dreadful situation because the remediation will not be a permanent solution that they need. And also from a point of like state financial responsibility, you know, like how can you possibly invest hundreds of thousands of euros in the rebuild of a home, not having the surety of what you're building on is fit for purpose? And you have the means to be able to determine that. It's absolutely bonkers stuff. It makes no sense at all. It's just completely illogical. And yet, you know, Senator Blaney is defending that illogical point of view. So I think, you know, hopefully the letter sets out very clearly where homeowners are sitting at the moment and the genuine fears and concerns that homeowners have. And I hope that he takes it on board and will weigh in behind homeowners with regard to these concerns and do everything in his power to actually make sure that homeowners have an escape from this dreadful situation and they never have to be plunged back into this horrendous circumstances.